Superintendent Cephas Arthur says Operation Father Christmas is still ongoing, but to a large extent it has registered significant success. Superintendent Arthur said this year's Christmas has been more peaceful than the previous year, showing that the security services are wide awake. He also touched on the impounding of nearly 1 million cartridges at Joje and the arrest of two armed robbers in Bono Ahafo.
It's good that you say pre-assessment. Otherwise, I was going to say that Operation Father Christmas is still ongoing. It's still in force. But for the first half, I would say that Operation Father Christmas has achieved a huge success. And if I can quote the IGP, on Monday, the IGP said that he would give his charges more than 80% as far as the performance of Operation Father Christmas is concerned. And so you see that it is a huge success. As yet, although we are still compiling stats, we haven't recorded any serious breaches yet. But as I said earlier, it is early days yet. The entire report will come in after a few days, a couple of days, or a day after the entire period is exhausted. But by and large, it has been so peaceful comparatively, and in fact, more peaceful even than last year. So one would say that Operation Father Christmas has been a success.
There were some arrests of criminals in the Bono Ahafo region, those who were involved in gun fire exchange with police operators around in Sawam. There were also some arrests in the Volta region involving some people bringing in almost 1 million cartridges, even though not by the police, but that is a paramilitary organization, customs. And a few other arrests of petty thefts. Would you see a threat from the arrest of those cartridges? Does that scare you?
Let me say that the various arrests made are indicative of the vigilance of the police. It meant that, the police and their sister security agencies, it meant that they didn't go to sleep. They were wide awake and keeping watch over the good people of the country. We don't see anything as a threat. Further information concerning the arrest of the cartridges will come up later, but these are cartridges that could have been marketed by an accredited dealer. But we are yet to know whether this is the work of an accredited dealer or some smuggler or some person who has criminal intention. But it is early days yet. I think the arrest was made only a day before yesterday, and the various agencies have already delved into it. Before long, we'll come up with the ifs and whys and what's behind it. But for now, I wouldn't say that it poses a threat at all to the security of the state. In fact, just for the very fact that the police officers and the custom officers and the military and the prison officers and the immigration officers are wide awake, to the extent that nothing will escape their eagle eyes, it's an attestation to the fact that the country is near secured and that it will take the effort of the public also to collaborate the effort of the police and the security agencies to live in a utopian world, in an Eldorado.